Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Climb on, brother. Why doesn't he say climb on, brother? Whatever your mountain, climb on, brother. That's what he should say. Anyway, welcome in. John, Lance, Dell, till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. What did you do last night? How many guys did you watch their hips and butts yesterday?
How many guys did you watch? Oh! I was like,
wait. Well, you like to watch their hips and their butts, and you know, make sure.
Yesterday, well, we had a meeting with an advertiser, so that slowed something down, and then I had to do something.
Bastards!
I saw like five.
Five?
Yeah,
five guys. Five.
One of them I'm looking at.
When
right
does this
now.
End for you? Never?
I don't think it does.
Well,
woke up and had a 3-hour panic attack last night. Although, I think it was about, I don't even know what it was about. I couldn't go to sleep. I was like, I felt my foot, like I couldn't escape my foot injury. I don't even know how to explain it. I couldn't get out of it. Like, I'll have to tell you off the air. There's an example I want to use, but I'm not going to use it on the air. But
why is it racist?
No, it's not racist. Oh. It has something to do with something else. Oh. But I'll tell you off there. But yeah, no, it slows down after the combine. I'm about to hit another sprint. You know, I was working 7 days a week. Well, I didn't work at all this last week because I was at the Senior Bowl. In a weird way, I wasn't working because I was at the Senior Bowl,
right.
Breaking my foot and doing, you know, fun things. Right. It's been a week, and I thought, I think it's about 12% better. I thought it would feel a lot better. I guess the doctor was right. He's like, no, you'll be in the boot 3 to 4 months. Like, I tried to
three
take
to
the
four
boot
months.
Off. I mean, I'm sorry, 3 to 4 weeks. Oh. He said it could be longer, could be shorter. And after 1 week, I can tell you 100% certainty, there's no change. Whenever I try not to wear a boot, it's terrible. And yesterday was worse than it was like 3 days ago. So I thought, well, this is good.
So did you wake up because of this panic attack and think, you know what? Today's my Adidas day.
No, today's my Adidas day.
You want Adidas hat and Adidas shirt today. And Adidas shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your...
Well, because
Adidas is this because of James? Because of James?
No, it's because of Raheel and Dell.
What? They're Adidas guys?
No, they tend to come after you if you don't match everything up.
What?
Yes.
I'm not that guy. I don't care if you...
Well, then who was that who was in here? Was that guy? It was probably
Raheel. Eric Sandler?
It was not Eric Sandler.
It wasn't?
No. I think it was. It's nobody on the Culture Map side would treat me that way. Treat me so horribly.
It has to be Raheel and Dell then.
They're good people there. It must have been Raheel.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think it was probably Raheel.
Yeah, you got a match.
You got a match. That's why I brought Dell a Missouri State hat.
You know what? I'll take it back. It was probably me.
It was
you. Can't wear a Nike because I'll troll you anytime I feel like I can. Yeah. You can't wear a Nike hat.
I told you. I knew it was you.
And an Under Armour. You had like a Nike hat or an Under Armour shirt with some Adidas shoes. Yeah, you had Adidas shoes on.
You can't wear the same thing. He's got black Adidas.
All black everything. He can do that.
All black everything.
You might as well just be a billboard.
Let me correct myself. All black everything. And that's what he's doing.
Everything.
And he can do that.
And he's got the jacket that he's still wearing.
That's good. All of my ring, gold, all of my chain, gold, all of my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Well, that said watch twice.
Well, so
that doesn't rhyme.
So
that's the same word.
So that guy just won a Grammy, so what you talking about?
Bruno Mars. Maybe not just now, but a few years ago.
A few years ago, yeah.
Well, see, but that back in the day, you could say watch and watch.
Not anymore.
You can still say it now.
I don't think you can.
Yes, you can.
I stopped the song abruptly before it
got to the ugly stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, before it got to the stuff that could get me fired.
Well, good for you then.
Yeah.
That you were able to filter that.
Stopping before the lyrics can get you fired.
You've been accused of ruining Chief Wahoo. They eliminated Chief Wahoo because of you. Because we don't have male golf or female golf or food anymore because of you.
Well, so, Chief Wahoo.
He's no longer. The Indians have eliminated him.
Oh, yeah. It's about time we got rid of that racist logo.
Why is that a racist logo? He's all. That's the thing about it. Is it's really, really.
I mean, it's such an over the top
how you
cartoon,
want to be depicted?
Like, that's the version of, you know, the Al Jolson stuff.
Right. What about, I mean, like the Blackhawks, their logo?
Yeah,
that's cool. That's like
the Redskins
badass.
Is a version.
This is like
The logo of the Redskins, the face they had. Yeah, the face they had is like the one that was in the commercial we used to see where the Native American would cry because there was trash on his.
Right.
Basically, I'm assuming the 70s and 80s were something else. Here's the commercial. People, from what I can remember, it's a little hazy, but I guess people are just littering all over the place.
They just throw trash.
And this Native American walks out because, you know, they're just walking around in full garb all over the place in the late 70s and just starts crying. Right. And what that's supposed to mean is you are making my land, you are trashing my land, right. The land where my ancestors. The tears could be, hey, I remember when this was my land before you gave us a bunch of diseases, killed us off, and put us on casinos. It could, well, you didn't put them on casinos.
Right, right.
You hooked them up with some sweet casinos.
Well, that's the positive, yeah, though.
But it's like, oh, he's crying because you threw some trash on the ground. It's wait a minute.
Well, not
only
that. All
my people were slaughtered. Like, did anyone, like, as a kid, I'm like, oh, we got to stop littering.
Yeah.
When it could have been. generations were wiped out because you stole my land. There was none of those. Oh, it was like, as a kid, I'm like, I got to stop littering.
Yeah, maybe it's littering. Cry. Maybe it's genocide. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It could be the entire genocide thing, but
right.
Maybe it's because you threw, a McDonald's cup outside, like the person on the commercial.
Yeah. But
and then we're like, and then somebody goes like, hey, you know what we need to do? Like, get one of them Indian things, the people, with the cowboys and Indians. But like, can you clown it up a bit? Like, give them some big old buck teeth. Like wow.
That's the thing about Chief Wahoo. It wasn't about, that it's a red face and all that stuff. Man, you made him look like an idiot.
The early 40s and 50s marketing people were just like clowning everything. Like, wow, are we going to do this? Yeah. Thumbs up. Give it the go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. Aunt Jemima. Like, wow, this is
Sambo. All that.
There was a restaurant called Sambo. I was like, man, no wonder people were all, it's gone so far over the top of political correctness.
Well,
like,
remember
when y'all did Sambo? Like,
I will say this.
On me?
Uncle Ben was classy. Okay. Wasn't he? Wasn't Uncle Ben classy?
I just saw him put his earbuds in.
No.
What do you mean? Well, they didn't make them all like look like Chief Wahoo.
No, Uncle Ben is like straight
or
out
Urkel.
Of the character from Django.
Yeah.
That one. I'm talking about the one on the rice.
I know what you're talking about.
I think that's what we're all talking about there.
Anyway, so Chief
Wahoo. Why? Because he was in a bow tie? He was classy?
No, he was
he was in a bow tie.
He was a nice looking man, and he was, at least he didn't look like. Like,
he shined shoes somewhere at a country club.
And he said, and they had him say make water in the commercials, but he was classy.
Man, I'm telling you, the marketing in the 40s and 50s or whenever it all came out, they were just free stroking all over the court.
So anyone who has a problem with what is going on now, it's just a complete opposite in the spectrum of what happened in the 40s.
It's gone too far.
We're just correct.
But that was way too far, too. Like, yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah.
What? There's a restaurant. Del, there was for real restaurants on the side of the road. Am I wrong?
No,
I remember
Sambo's.
As a little kid, it was called Sambo's.
Right.
And it was like, I don't remember a lot about it because I remember eating there one time when I was a kid. I was probably like five, maybe. And it was somewhere on the road to Kansas. That was because we didn't take a lot of road trips. We were just on the road, and it was somewhere. I want to say
it was
Oklahoma.
Midwest. Yeah, we had them in Chicago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it just? It was just called Sambo's. Right?
That's all.
And there was like a logo.
Yeah. Well, right.
I mean, it's just like holy mackerel! I can't believe people did this. Like, man.
Well, that was a time, and now it's gone exactly the opposite. No, we're not saying okay. No, all right, people. Is Dell still butthurt Jay-Z didn't win a Grammy? Get over it, dude. Yeah, apparently you're butthurt. Apparently you and Jay-Z.
Dell likes Childish Gambino more than, and me and Dell are on the same page of that one. That wasn't Gambino's finest work.
Well, apparently you love Jay-Z, so get over it.
Why do I love Jay-Z?
I don't know.
Who said that?
Hunter?
Oh, I see. Did somebody not at Dell?
No, like I told you, maybe I'm not on Twitter right now. At me, son.
At And now he's not your son.
If you got something to say to me,
his name is Hunter.
Hey, Hunter, if you got something to say to me, at me, at Del V2.
Just stay woke.
Why do I care about Jay-Z? I don't talk about Jay-Z on this show.
Not that I know of.
Apparently you do, yeah. Apparently you love you some Jay-Z.
I didn't even watch the Grammys. I don't care who wins anything.
Right. Yeah, the cream of wheat guy. That was something else too.
You know, there's now there was a hashtag that was started that said Grammy so male, where there's too many male winners. This I know it's gonna piss you off. That's why I wanted to wait to bring it up till we got close to a break. But there's articles that there's too many male winners, and they need to take a look at the process because too many males won. So well, Grammy So Male is the was the hashtag.
Well, at the Golden Globes, no female directors were nominated. So we had that hashtag, too. We had that little controversy.
Yeah, Natalie Portman wasn't thrilled with that.
Yeah, she wasn't thrilled with that.
She read off the nominees and goes, and they're all men at the end of her, at the end of reading it.
Well, then make a good movie.
Ooh, see, that's a problem.
Minneapolis,
well, your attitude's the problem, John.
No, it's not the problem. Problem is if you made a good movie, you'd be nominated.
Why? Oh, you think that's always how it goes? If you make a good movie, you'll be acknowledged?
Probably.
No.
In 2018?
No.
We're woke.
Stop it. It's so weird and awkward when you do it.
All right, we got some sports to talk about.
You guys know what the weather is this morning in Minneapolis?
Two. Hey, they're not even going outside. Everybody's staying in the Mall of America.
Don't they have bridges that take? Stop complaining. Bridges.
You know what? The last thing that
yeah, that's true.
The Super Bowl media complaining about Super Bowl accommodations is like the weakest thing ever.
I know. It's not even, especially for everyone who listens and reads and watches them. Who's just like, you want to talk about not being self-aware?
No, none.
Everyone would change places with you in one second. Yeah. Everyone who reads, watches, or listens
they would
to
love
you
to be there.
Would change places in a second for an opportunity to do that. And then like, you won't believe. And then the coffee in the room is so bad. And
I had to pay for my food. I heard that one. Oh, my God. You had to pay for your food?
Somebody said that out loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You worked with him. Time to talk.
Well, that could be anybody.
Well, that is true.
That could be five people.
No. Not with. No, you never did a show with him, but he was at your station a while ago.
I gotcha.
Anyway, it's time to talk about Absolute. Speaking of, I don't know. Speaking of Jeff Aronoff, all I know is this is Jeff Aronoff.
You were talking about people being woke.
And that's Jeff Aronoff.
Jeff Aronoff. Okay.
Yeah. No. Nothing says woke like Jeff Aronoff. He's ready to wake you up and get you whatever you're... Listen, wake him up right now. I'm going to imagine he's sleeping. So call him right now. Here's his number. Everybody, 713-880-2822. Give him a call. Everybody, call him right now. 713-880-2822. Even if you don't want that outdoor patio or that countertop or the vanity, whatever, just call him. It doesn't matter. Wake him up. Wake his ass up. Let's go. Time to get up. Time to get your workday going, Jeff. Time to get to somebody's house. Give them a free estimate. Time to start building them a new outdoor patio or a new kitchen. Time to get up, Jeff. Everybody, wake them up. 713-880-2822. Now, if you want, you know what? You can set up an interview with him, and he'll come and give you an estimate on exactly what he can do for you. So stop with those bad countertops and vanities and call Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Nice. Fox finally comes through. Look it. He brought chachos. Huh? Last time, what did he do, Dell? Last time
he texted about it, but then didn't bring them.
Then he didn't bring them.
The line was too long.
That's like the war. Here, I'm going to tell you what. For that, Martin, I'm going to give you a clutch nightlight. Okay, all right. Well, no, we got one to give away today. You're not getting it. We're going to give away a Clutch nightlight. I got it the other day at the game. And it was Clutch's birthday. I don't know if you know that.
How old is Clutch now?
Clutch is a year old because, remember, Robert's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How long is it? Did they get rid of him or did he just leave?
I don't know how that
he's
worked
out. He's
got
something else going
on.
Yeah,
no, he's doing like a comedy show or something.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And
Clutch has been around for
a long time. He tells Clutch stories. It's fun.
Is it really?
It's good fun for the whole family. Is? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's been in studio with us. He's got some good stories. Anyway, so Fox, you going to Minnesota?
2 hours.
He's heading to Minnesota, and he's going to go up. You know, it's 2 degrees. Yeah, you're going to complain like all the little media bitches. Yeah. And you're going to pay for your own food.
You know,
atta boy.
So this is
atta boy.
This is a true story.
You'll have to pay for Dana's too because he won't.
I had someone ask, "Hey, can you get me Super Bowl tickets for a client?" And I said, "You know, can you see what they?" I said, "Yeah, but like, I saw some tickets. Face value on the tickets I saw was $3,500 a piece.
Right?
I mean, now this must be pretty good seats. $3,500 a piece for face value." And the guy goes, "Well, that's a little much."
Like, okay.
Well.
Guess
but it costs what it costs. And by the way, you won't be paying face value.
No, like,
no one who has them at face value is just going
to
say, "Listen,
let's give
them to me, face value."
I don't know you, but listen,
like
this looks like a good deal.
Yeah, don't complain about the process because, like, I didn't make the rules. I didn't make the rules, and this guy's just like, "Well, can we? I mean, that's a little much." Like.
Well, sorry.
You know, I'll get with Commissioner Goodell and see what we can do about this.
Now, Fox is.
I don't know what to tell you. So
Fox knows this game. How much have they gone? They've gone up, and it's been stupid, right? It started. When it was here in 2004.
We're having discussions at a.
When it was in 2004, they were like $500, weren't they?
No, my face value. I bought one for me and my wife, and they were I want to say $700.
Mine was $500. And my ticket was $5.
My ticket for my maybe that's what it was then.
Yeah.
And the tickets for my dad's Super Bowl, which was 2009, the 2008 season, 2009 Super Bowl was $750.
Yeah.
It gone up to $750.
All right. The worst ticket this year, Fox says, is $950 face value. Wow. All right, man.
And those are way up there.
All right.
Way up there.
That is man. It's just. Hey, it's become a corporate deal. I mean, that's what it is. It's never going back now. That's for sure. You got to have a good $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 on you to just go to the Super Bowl with somebody. If you're taking somebody, you're taking your wife or you're taking your kid or something. You better have $10,000, $20,000. You better be ready to spend that. And people are, the rich people. The poors aren't going. They're just it's all about the rich people.
It's when you talk about going to a Super Bowl event, you got to get lucky, you got to know someone, or you got to have the money to get to a Super Bowl. And even then, it's not it's one of those things to say you did it to cross off a bucket list. But when you're done watching a Super Bowl, I happen to be I've been to 3 Super Bowls. Carolina versus New England. Which is had a terrific ending
right
here in Houston. Atlanta versus New England.
Right here.
Which I left after the third quarter because I wanted to beat the traffic because the game was over. Falcons won. Duh. So I actually missed the greatest ending of the Super Bowl of all time.
Did you listen to it and go?
I watched. I'm on the media bus headed over to where our parking was. I swear to God, I'm on my phone watching I'm like, I heard some yelling as I'm leaving the place. And so I start watching on Periscope. I start finding these streams on Periscope where people are putting it on their TV. And I'm like, oh, my God.
What the hell is
starting
going
to get close. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God. And it became less about.
It's overtime.
It all in my head. Everything I'm thinking was, oh, my God, I'm leaving what might be the greatest comeback. And I was thinking, come on, Falcons. Put this thing away so I don't have to be the guy that left during that. I ended up getting to the team hotel where I had parked, and I had to watch. I watched the last 6 minutes and all of overtime with rabid, and I mean rabid Patriots fans. Is how I had to watch.
That would be fun.
Yeah, or terrible.
One of those two.
It just depends. Because I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, I'm the guy that left the Super Bowl. And I outed myself that night on Twitter, and I outed myself on the radio. And it was just, I got bludgeoned. And to this day, people, did you leave? You know, yeah. Lance, you probably left that game. Whenever there's a great and unbelievable
Lance,
game.
Lance, did you leave in the seventh
and
inning?
And the other one I saw, the other Super Bowl I saw, was my dad's game where Santonio Holmes made that incredible catch against the Cardinals with the Steelers. So I've been to three of the greatest finishes of all time.
Except
so,
you weren't at the finish.
Two of them I was.
Well, right.
Well, actually... Yeah, actually, two of them I was. Yeah. I was there at the first one, too. It was the last one where, you know, the greatest comeback of all
right,
time
28-3.
Happened. Yeah, yeah, where Tom Brady cemented his legacy as the greatest of all time.
Right. Are you watching Tom versus Time?
I'm going to. I'm going to today. Raheel told us it was worth seeing.
It is. It looks. I've started it. I'm going to get
so
there.
So now I got to get on Facebook and weave through all of you guys' political messages and then maybe try
I'm
to
watching
just
it
see.
On YouTube, so I don't have to do that.
Oh, bing.
There you go. What's on YouTube?
That's all I'll do.
Somebody posted it on YouTube, so it's good. It looks. I've been watching some of it. It looks really neat. It's not reality television so much as it is a story.
Well, it's like something you'd see on Hard Knocks, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's highly produced.
It's seriously produced.
That's good.
Yeah, right. And it's only 15 minutes at a time, though. That's it.
That's what I've seen from the first two episodes. About the first one's like 15, the other one's under 15.
This doesn't seem like something that you would like.
I imagine I would, but I can't stand Brady. But it's on Facebook, so it makes sense they would keep it to like 15 minutes.
No, I mean, this whole thing doesn't seem like something you would like.
What, Brady being talked about and
yeah,
loving?
Yeah, the whole thing, just Tom Brady and...
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about Tom Brady to the point that I need to hear about him and what he does. I don't have that type of hero worship about anyone care.
So I guess a lot of people are saying that they like him more now.
Good for them.
Well, all this, anything like this is going to humanize the guy.
Yeah.
Make you think you like him more.
Did we want Tom Brady to be human, though?
Here's what's in real life. Most people you would actually like better in person if it wasn't. If you're watching them on TV, you hate them. If you're dealing with them on Twitter, you hate them. In real life, people aren't as terrible
as you think they are on
Twitter and Facebook and TV.
Yeah, if Tom Brady didn't play football for the Patriots, I'd probably like him as a guy.
I don't feel like you would. He held a lamb in a commercial.
I mean...
Yeah, but I will say this.
That wouldn't bother me
Are
so
you
much.
Watching him? I saw some of the trailers. I haven't... I'm getting through it now. But he's MFing and he's dropping F-bombs on his buddies. I didn't know that about Tom Brady.
He does that on the sideline.
Why would he do that in anger. I didn't think he was going to be a guy's guy where they're playing golf and he's saying, hey, mama, yeah, watch this, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I thought he'd be a guy, you know, if you hit one, if you kind of sliced one, he'd be yelling at you, you suck, all right? You're my teammate, you suck, that kind of thing. But he seems like a guy that the other guys like, which I didn't think was going to happen.
Never bleep Tom Brady.
What?
You see? Everything was fine until you had to get him all mad.
Why?
I just go to my last sports map article. You know why, to bleep Tom Brady. Yeah. I'm just trying to get another couple views. That's all.
Yeah, sports map. You can read Dell's angry commentary about Tom Brady. Tom Brady. America loves Tom Brady. America loves the Patriots.
Do they, Lance?
I may do a counterpiece. On that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should love Tom Brady?
I got one. What should I write about? I got one due tomorrow.
Like tomorrow?
Yeah.
You ought to think about it.
I got one.
I'm all out of... I did Bill O'Brien and the Texans. I did the Rockets. Why you should believe in them. Like, I'm out. I don't have anything left.
That's it.
I had two in me.
Do a running diary of your time at the comp.
Why don't you just
I'll do a play-by-play of when I injured my foot.
What led
to my addiction to Percocet?
Yeah, your reaction to Molly, yeah.
Why don't you just do a breakdown of Sam Darnold?
Hey, when are we going to talk about the media day yesterday from the combine?
Never.
What makes you want to talk about that? What did you see?
Yeah.
Nothing, just was it amazing as always?
It's a production opening night.
Where is the Spanish speaking station?
Oh yeah,
that has
the bumblebee?
Their reporter out there. Well,
oh,
there's a
that
bumblebee.
One too. Oh,
or there's their signs? There's their weather person.
Yeah, what's her name? Signs.
Yeah, but there's new ones.
Oh, I know.
She's been upgraded. I talked to that one. The one, yeah, exactly. It was hers. Science, or whatever.
Yeah, S-A-I-N-Z.
That the Jets were, you know, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I talked to her in 2000, was it the 2013 Super Bowl. No, the 2013 Super Bowl. We were in New Orleans. We were just going to. We were happened to be in the same place getting whatever it was. Me probably a honey bun, her coffee, something like that. And we were talking for a while. She's like, oh, you have kids? Yeah, I have kids too. And we were talking. I'm like, man, you have kids? Dang.
Dang, girl.
I went, man, one? No, like three. I was like, dang.
Wow.
You're how old? We're like the same age. Look how old I look.
Look how you,
you look hella good still. I think that's what I told her in my head.
That's what you said in your head. Why don't you?
So I want to tell you about something else. I was by Prime Social yesterday, and they said, hey, we know your radio host. I'm like, yeah, you'll probably see him a few times.
Yes, they did.
So there's tournaments. This is what's really cool. I was there before it opened. It opens every day at 11. Starting today, it's going to close at 4 a.m. every day. 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. every day. They've got full food service. This is a guy who has 7 restaurants, including Soma Sushi here. It's really good food, really good bar set up. It's a beautiful place. And you've got some amazing poker going on as well. $66,000 in guaranteed payouts in their tournaments. So they have 2 tournaments a day. They have one at noon. They have one at 6. So let me just tell you something. They have buy-ins starting as low as $85 with a $15 seat fee, and then as high as $300. So obviously, you know, there's some bigger payouts on the one that's up to $300. I think there's 2 that are at $300. But you've got a chance to go in there at noon or 6 o'clock, and they have standard structure or they have the turbo structure, which is going to play a little faster. If you want to get in there and get a tournament in, let's say you have something canceled for the day or you got a day off, roll into Prime Social and go get in a poker tournament and have a little fun. Invite your buddies and make a day of it. It really is a lot of fun, and they've got some great poker going on in there as well. Soon they will add the backgammon, they will add the chess, and much, much more for a safe, fun, relaxing event. Remember, poker tournaments every single day at noon and 6 p.m. Make sure you head to Prime Social. It's PrimeSocialTX.com is the website. PrimeSocialTX.com. Right there at 7801 Westheimer between Dunvale and Hillcroft. Prime Social.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:33 ESPN 97.5. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Story in the Chronicle today. Maybe a little late to the party. We talked about this last week. Jadeveon Clowney, knew you pay him. How much do you pay him? Von Miller got $114.1 million, 70 guaranteed. Clowney get more or less?
Say it again?
114.
For who?
Von Miller.
I mean, he has to get less. What has Clowney done compared to Miller?
And 70 million guaranteed. Well, Miller, if you're his MVP. Agent, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm his agent.
Well, if you're his agent, though, what you probably JJ's got 100. You know what? Who's okay? Gun to your head. Who are you keeping, Clowney or JJ? Right now,
JJ got paid also on the strength of 3 defensive MVPs.
That's true. Who are you keeping right now? If it's between JJ and Clowney.
Clowney.
Yeah, Clown absolutely, dog. Absolutely.
But no, you can't go stupid with Clowney's.
Oh, you have to. No choice.
It's going to cost you. I just don't know what that's worth. Do you know that there's talk about Case Keenum getting way more than we think?
Well, what did Spot Track says? He's worth $21
million. Yeah, there's talk that he could get $19 million. I've said, yeah. Okay, well, go ahead and fire a number in Vegas and let me fire at it. Go ahead and hang a number like $19.5 million over under. And see where I go.
Well, you're going to go under, but guess what? That may be the number.
And I'm not taking a shot. That's not even really taking a shot at Case. I don't think anyone is going to believe. Like, see, Clowney is a pass rusher. He's going to get paid because if you don't pay him, somebody else is going to pay him a zillion. Like, that's just the way it
that's
is.
That's it. That's all there is.
That's just the way it is.
No, you can't afford to lose Clowney right now, especially with JJ in the spot that he is. And listen, JJ doesn't have guaranteed money left anymore. He's been paid. JJ's numbers, his current salaries of 13.5, 15.5, and 17.5, but his salary cap numbers are 15, 15.5, and 17.5. He's got a non-guaranteed $11 million base salary this year and a $15 million salary figure. So his money's not guaranteed anymore. And here's the deal. Can you count on him? Fact of the matter,
it scares me. You could end up paying two guys who can't stay healthy a gazillion dollars. It could be Tracy and Yao all over again.
Right. So JJ's money goes through 2021.
Or does it?
Or, well, I mean, he's still a $17.5 million cap number.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a killer. When he's up, then you pay. Here's the problem. Something the Texans never do is get rid of a guy when the getting's good.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Are you talking about with JJ?
Not now, but yeah. At the end of the deal. Well, okay, what are the odds that – is today, what are the odds, Tuesday? No.
The getting won't be good by the end of this deal for JJ. I mean, I hope they are, but I just
– at the end of this deal, you got to sign Deshaun. Now you'll have Clowney and Deshaun. Right now, you're not paying Deshaun. You got 3 years left of not paying him, mm-hmm. and basically four because in his fifth year, you're obviously going to tender him, and you're going to get him for – well, you'll get him for a lot of money. But the cap's going up to $180 million. The Texans are going to have $60 million in cap money, in cap space. So, I mean, this is a no-brainer that you – and guess what? Last week when we were talking about it, he's over a $100 million guy.
Why do we as Houstonians play the game called let's immediately think of what salary cap hell we're going to be in like 3 to 4? Look, we do with the Astros. Like I've been doing it with the Astros since last year. Like, oh my God, we're going to pay everybody. I can't just relax and enjoy a World Series because I'm already like, how are they going to pay everybody in 3 years?
Right.
Well, so why don't you stop worrying about it?
But we're all capologists, and we like to make sure that we're figuring out the cap going forward.
I guess so. But now we're like,
I like to do Chris Olsen's job from the Texans.
Let's see. JJ right now can't stay on the field. Here's a question for you. Who do you see? Which player who hasn't really played in 2 years, JJ or Andrew Luck, do you think will have a bigger season next year?
Andrew Luck.
You do?
Yep.
Well, that doesn't make me feel good.
Why? Why can't Andrew Luck have a big year?
Well, I mean, over our guy JJ?
Well, our guy JJ, I'm honestly expecting very little out of JJ anymore.
Well, if you're expecting very, you mean ever?
I mean, he wasn't the same.
So everything that people said about it's hard to come back from this lower back injury.
Lower back, and now a broken leg. And, you know, I mean, he was awesome. He had a 5-year run that was awesome, but now it's caught up to him, and you can't think that dude can continue to play at that level that he was playing at. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope JJ comes back to be a dominant football player again. But honestly, the odds of him being even close to his three MVP seasons is, I think, under 10%. First of all, you don't do what he did, especially from the position that he plays. You just don't. It's just ridiculous. And now coming off herniated back and broken leg, we saw JJ last year. Was he anywhere close to the MVP years when he was playing?
No.
So
we forget. I shouldn't just say we forget. JJ is one of the greatest defensive players to ever play.
No.
Ever play football in his 5-year run from 11 to 15, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. In that 5 years, he won 3 defensive MVPs. 2 times he had 20 or more sacks. He did things statistically with tackles for losses, passes defensed, tackles, and sacks that no one – I did a statistical study on it after his – I want to say his first MVP. That season was untouched by Lawrence Taylor and Michael Strahan. It was – one of the most dominant, and he put another one together just like it, mm-hmm. and he had 3 defensive MVP. I know people are going to, JJ, I don't know where the cameras are. JJ flips tires. I've been one of those people saying it. We know there's some corny stuff JJ does, but I think, I wonder how many people have already forgotten that JJ Watt is one of the greatest to ever put a helmet on the defensive side of the ball in his 5 years. you will be hard pressed to find any other defensive player who was able to accomplish what he was able to accomplish in a 5-year run. Do you know how few have ever won Defensive Player of the Year 3 times? How few times that's ever accomplished?
Yeah.
He did it 3 of 5 years. And his numbers, as he wasn't full-time interior. I mean, he had done interior, exterior. But it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And I think people kind of forget that. Like, J.J., for as good as Clowney's become, he honestly couldn't hold a candle to J.J.'s defensive MVP years. And those are good years from Clowney. They're not even remotely in the same – you shouldn't even mention them in the same week. That's how good J.J.'s number – they were all-time greats. They will rank historically amongst the greatest of all time. And Clowney is just a good player. But – such as the NFL, where Clowney's going to get paid in a very similar, he's going to get paid a very similar number to J.J. Watt.
Yeah. It's Alan Page, Lawrence Taylor. I mean, this is Lawrence Taylor and J.J. You would have to say we're talking about Bruce Smith. We're talking about some of the great defensive linemen of all time. J.J. is a chance to be on the all-time defensive team.
Yeah. Go remind yourself by going and looking at his numbers right now. Go look at his numbers and go remind yourself how dominant he was.
He may be right now.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I've done the numbers on it. It is astonishing. Here's J.J.'s 4-year run. I guess it was a 4-year run. And 2011, he was just the second half of the season. Here's his 4-year run from 2012 to 15. Sack, this is just sack total, 20.5, 10.5, 20.5, 17.5. Lawrence Taylor's 4 greatest sack seasons consecutively were 13, 20, 12, and 15.5. It falls short of what J.J. did. Now, if you want to start going with, passes defensed, I don't think they charted that actually. I don't know if they even charted that. But J.J. Watt's passes defensed, 16. The 16 batted passes. Mm. He created an incompletion. 16, 7, 10, and 8. And this is before we even get to fumbles recovered, 5. He had 2, 2, 5, 1 during that time. I got to go find his tackles for losses. Those are the most staggering of all. Like, it's an astonishing number of tackles for loss. It's from a historic standpoint, it truly is pretty much nobody touches him if you take into account passes defensed, sacks, tackles for losses, and then fumbles forced and fumbles recovered. It's like him and then everyone else, Reggie White, like everyone else is behind J.J. Watt.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, so Lawrence Taylor had 3 defensive MVPs and J.J.'s got 3.
Yeah.
Reggie White has Reggie White has 1. See, and Bruce Smith, Joe Green, Bruce Smith, J.J. Watt, and Reggie White. The greatest all-time defensive line?
Yeah, now here's the difference. He was the first team All-Pro. Lawrence Taylor was 2, 4, 6, 8 times. And he played longer.
Yeah.
He played longer. J.J., he was a 10-time Pro Bowler. But that's what's so crazy from an award standpoint. Defensive rookie of the year. So he was defensive player of the year, the defensive MVP, 82, 86, and wait a minute.
Who? Defensive MVP?
Oh, no. It's just
81, 82.
81, 82, and 86.
Yeah. All right. Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break.
And we're thinking that guy's done. I mean, what we knew him as, I don't see that happening.
I can't.
It just sucks. And that's why football, you can't just assume everything's going to be the same forever. You can't operate a team like that because nothing stays the same. There's a good chance things like what happened with J.J. can happen.
Yeah, right.
That's why I don't take Clowney. I mean, not only Clowney, I don't take Deshaun's health for granted.
How can you with two knee
injuries?
It's
impossible, yeah.
Oh. All right, 744, why don't you talk about testosterone?
Let's talk about Men's T Clinic. So it's time for you to get geared back up. And if you have been down, if you have been you've noticed that the belt loops, you keep having to loosen that belt loop, well, maybe time to take a look at Men's T Clinic. And I know you say, well, I just got a diet. If you ask yourself this question. Am I eating the way I used to? And your answer is yes. Do you work out the same? Yes. And maybe it's you don't work out. Maybe it's you do work out. But if you do things the same way, but now things are going south on you, that could be a sign. I know you're saying, well, that's just a sign of age. Well, it could synonymously be a sign of low testosterone. Because when your testosterone drops, you don't convert that belly fat to lean muscle mass like you once did. You don't have the same energy to get through workouts. You don't have the same drive to get through workouts. It can have an impact on your overall quality of life, including your libido. Different symptoms hit different people, but I can tell you this. If any of that sounds familiar, call my friends over at Men's T Clinic at 713-568-1175. They're open in 15 minutes, and you can set up your appointment or just drop on in. The test takes it's very, very short. It takes just a few minutes. You get your results, and you can even get your treatment on the exact same day. They take most insurance companies are going to okay it because it is a big quality of life issue for you. Go to mensteeclinic.com. Three locations, one in Pearland, the other is in Cypress, and one at 1801 Durham and I-10. For more information, visit the website at mensteeclinic.com or call 713-568-1175.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute. All good, just a week ago.
749 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Shortest wait times ever. Joe wants to get in here. We have the shortest wait times in the business, though. Yep.
Joe's not actually fully ready to go.
Oh, he's not ready to go?
Oh, well, we don't know because we just try to fire him on the air immediately when they call him.
He's not even ready to go and we're going for him.
Gimmick infringement.
All right. So that's how about that? Is that not the shortest wait times ever? Thank you. Good night.
You've had Gilbert waiting for the entire show. That's not short.
Well, we were just talking about
this. I don't think this is a Gilbert week.
The horrific marketing of the 50s with the Native American with the crying eye and the Indians logo and the restaurant called Sambo's and Bojangles. And
oh, that's
you,
a thing.
You really think we should
bring Gilbert on? And with that said?
What's he going to? He just wants to talk about the Texans.
Does he?
Yes, that's what it says, Texans.
Okay. You don't think that something that we're going to regret would be said?
Well,
there,
as long as you don't take them in a certain direction, you'll be fine.
I'm reading a story right here.
Well, Joe's on. Shortest time in a business.
There we go, Joe in here. Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Joe from Philly. How you guys doing?
Hey man, Joey, long Joe, what's time up? No talk, Joe.
Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl, Joe?
That team from South Philly.
Do you really believe that, though? Do you really believe it?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Just like the 97.5, the Fanatic in Philly doesn't believe it, I don't believe it either. If it happens, it happens. I'm glad we're there. Every time we get a Super Bowl, we get stuck in a goofy city. Jacksonville, they have boats out in the ocean there. Minneapolis is 0 degrees. Unbelievable. But the reason I called is the first restaurant job I ever had in my life was at Sambo's.
Oh, no. That was your first job ever?
First job. But see, people don't realize. I was telling your producer, whoever she is, back then Sambo's was basically nothing more than a Denny's IHOP. That's exactly what it was. Matter of fact, if you pass by there today and you took the sign down, you put another sign and you put the Denny's sign up, it's the same replica. That's all it really was.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. Just a diner.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Yeah, because it was an Italian guy. As a matter of fact, Sam. Was Sam Battistoni? He was a primary owner, an Italian guy, and his buddy from New Jersey, I think it was Neil Bonnet, and they added the two names together, and that's how it came up. And there was nothing ever derogatory about it, but eventually, it caught up with him. They had to shut him down.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, my uncle Sam. I had an uncle Sam. They called him Sambo. I mean, it was just
That was just a play on a name.
It was, yeah, that's all. Well, this was too. Sam and Bonnet.
Yeah, did you see the logo?
Well,
I don't know.
There was that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Joe, this is my favorite thing in the world. I remember this, Joe. Is Joe still there? Joe, I don't know if you're still doing the same thing, but back in the day when you used to call us, what was it? You know, remember, you're a Philly fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was a business that you had back in the day? Maybe you still do.
Oh, not back in the day, still in the day.
Yeah.
My bail bond business.
Bail bonds, and he's a Philly guy.
Joe the bail Philly bond fans. Guy. That's right.
I just think for some reason I just think that's, you know, I feel like you're always in business as long as you're, you know, anywhere around Philly, there's got to be, you got to have some bail bonds. This would be a great time to have a bail bond business in Minnesota. What a great time to have that.
Oh my God.
Patriots and Philly fans and together.
And you're Joe from Philly. You know how much business you could get right now in Minnesota, Joe?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you must have been proud of your team and your fans for last week.
Well, you know, I mean, you think about it. I mean, last week after the first touchdown, I said, "Here we go, it's over." and then Nicky, as we call him, Nicky Two Shoes, he decides to beat him 38-7. I think it's gonna be a real good game. I think it's gonna be competitive. I like the spread. I like the 4.5 points. I think the Eagles are probably gonna need it. But you know, who knows? Who knows? I have no idea. I mean, the city is going crazy right now. Man, this would be great for Philly. It really would. We need a champion. The last one we had were the Phillies. We need this one. As a matter of fact, trivia: if they do win it, it'll be the only division in football where every team has actually won the Super Bowl.
The only division in football, yeah, because Buffalo never won it. Have the Texans won the Super Bowl?
No, John.
The Texans haven't won the Super Bowl.
Not yet.
Cleveland hasn't won a Super Bowl.
But there are several division championships.
Cleveland hasn't won one.
Cincinnati hasn't won one.
No.
So the North. No. Yeah.
He's right.
He's right.
Bears, Vikings haven't won no one. Out West.
No. I don't think you're going to find
the San Diego hasn't won one.
No.
Right. How about that? This will be the first one.
Kansas City won one, right? Did they win one back? Kansas City?
Kansas City won back in the day, yeah.
The very first one, right?
No, they lost. They beat the Vikings.
They beat the Vikings.
Do you know my dad had a guy on his staff in Arizona? Super Bowl IV. Huh? My dad had a guy on his staff in Arizona who was in Super Bowl I.
Really?
He was in Super Bowl I. His name is Tom Pratt. Razor sharp. He's in his 80s. Tom Pratt is one of the smartest, sharpest guys. He was on that staff. My dad was one of the older coaches there. Tom Pratt was the oldest. He was on the staff for Super Bowl I?
Yeah,
super young. Yeah. He was super young. All of the Super Bowls.
Wow.
All of them.
Wow.
I shouldn't say super young. He was young. Mm. Yeah, he was there with Hank Schramm.
7:55. Let's get Keenan in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Keenan.
Shortest wait time in the business. What's up, Keenan?
Good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey guys, you got to forgive me for coming late to the party, but yep. I don't do social media.
Mm-hmm.
I was flipping the channels this morning. Man, I'm just stoked to hear you two guys back together again.
Welcome in, man. Welcome back.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, and then I hear Gilbert's on hold. The world is great again, man. My wife and I have been having a spat since yesterday. I think after we hang up, I'm going to call and make up with her. Life is good, man. You guys are back together.
Dell, man. Wow. Dell, do you hear all this?
You see?
Bringing America back together.
That's right.
John and Lance.
Look, Dell,
and you too, kind of, Dell.
We saved a marriage.
Kind of, Dell. We're saving America. What are you talking
about?
You saved a marriage? Apparently, you're not doing Keenan any favors.
What?
Oh, see?
Man. If it's the first one, I'm just following your lead, John. If it's the first one, then
Keenan, you might want to move on.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you could remarry the same girl. That's still the second marriage. That's the rule.
They're just getting rid of the jinx?
Yeah. No, the first one never works. I know.
For some people.
How'd it work out for you?
Great. David Carr is still married. He kept his hair at the
same. But here's the deal. You could be married for 70 years. You should have gotten rid of that one, okay? You should have done it because you would have been much happier had you gotten a second wife. I mean,
that's all it is. Oh,
that's all it is. Doesn't matter how long you're married. Or you could think you're happy. That's not the case.
You're just deluding yourself.
That's all.
There is a lot of historical data.
Yes.
Daryl would say, well, technically, Daryl Moore would say, well, Lance, the data does show a greater success rate home versus away for your marriages.
Right.
The splits say better in two.
Right. I knew a guy once said, he said, he goes, oh, man, wait, you know, I'm married. He goes, I don't know why I always need Cialis for the home games, but I never need him for the road games.
Oh, that's not a good husband.
That is
That's not a good husband. By the way, Keenan calls back. He's all excited to hear that we're back and all this. And then you two immediately tell him to get divorced. I mean, that's not.
He's already split up with her.
He just said he's in a fight. He didn't say split up with her. Oh. They just had a little argument.
You need to get out of that, Keenan.
Say they split up.
You need to.
Hey, guys, great to hear you back. Get a divorce.
Yeah. Well, okay, Keenan, you might not have known about me, but this is what I bring.
Yeah.
What Dell brings to the table
is
he wants you to go ahead and get a lawyer and immediately take half your stuff and give it to her.
Look, I'm not saying you need to get a divorce. I'm just saying you've already made the mistake. You might as well correct it.
Well, no, it's not a mistake.
It's also an expensive correction, Dell.
I've been told.
It's not a mistake.
No, Keenan, of course, we want you to be happy. I'm sure you and your wife are a lovely couple.
He just said he had a fight with her. He's going to make back up with her.
Good.
He didn't say they had split. John's like, hey, he's out of the house. You guys have really extrapolated what he said.
Is it an apartment?
Oh, I thought he was done. I thought he was already, smashing other.
No. His wife could
he's
be
not
listening.
Playing away games.
Stop. His wife could be listening. You could bring more heat on him like, why'd that man say you were smashing other... he doesn't know me, baby.
Said you love that they're back together. Yeah, but it's just a radio guy. We got a radio relationship.
Oh, you love the show that said that they needed to dump me because I was bad luck? No.
Not bad luck. It's just a fact of life. First marriage, nothing we can do about it.
I don't blame her or him. It's just how it is.
That's just it, right?
Somebody has got to take the fall.
758. You got to have a fall guy.
Sorry, Keenan.
Let me tell you something right now. The fall guy for your bills can be, maybe it was your wife. You know what? Maybe your wife's handling the bills, and she just signed you up for this.
It's a steakhouse, maybe.
And it keeps going up. Your bills just keep going up every year, and you see all these other people get all these sweet new deals like, hey, if you sign up now for AT&T, we're going to give you 50 phones and free TV for 2 years. Like, what? How did they get that? I've been with them for years. Here's what Bill Advisor does. They go in and they will renegotiate your bills and they'll get you treated like a brand new customer. Why should all the brand new customers get all the sweetest deals? You can get those deals too. They get right to customer retention. And we're talking about energy, homeowners, the car insurance, home security, internet, cell phone, home phone. Anything that you have a monthly recurring bill on, they can renegotiate. They can get certain fees eliminated. A lot of times they can get you bill credits, or they can just lower your bill and get you a brand new contract that is a lower contract. Free data, they got me that with my, they got me the free data and a hookup on a phone and $14 off internet. Like, this is something they did on top of already saving me $2,000 over 2017. Let them do the same thing for you. Text bills to 313131. Let them renegotiate your stuff. You barely have to do anything. And you're going to find that they save listeners on average over $800 per listener. And I'm telling you, several times it gets up into the four-digit mark. BillAdvisor.com, text bills to 313131 and let them go to work for you. I promise you, for one low monthly fee, it will be one of the greatest text messages you've ever sent out. Bills to 313131. DJ Khaled, I got that house on both coasts. PH Balance, real life.